WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and let's get real for a second. Relationships can be amazing, right? That feeling of connection, support, shared laughter, but also they can be seriously draining. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting much in return? Like you're walking on eggshells around certain people. Well, that's where boundaries come in. Today, we're diving deep into the world of healthy boundaries and how they can totally transform your relationships from friendships to romantic partnerships, even family dynamics. Because trust me, setting those limits isn't selfish, it's self-care on another level. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your personal safety net, helping you protect your energy, time, and mental well-being. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will seriously rock your world when it comes to boundaries. First up, awareness is power. Think about those times you felt drained, taken advantage of, or just plain resentful in a relationship. What were the triggers? When did those feelings bubble up? Pay attention to those patterns because they are giving you clues about where your boundaries need work. You know that feeling when someone keeps asking for favors but never reciprocates? Or when your opinions are constantly disregarded? Those are red flags screaming boundary time. Next, communication is key. It's not enough to just feel like something's off, you gotta speak up. And I don't mean passive-aggressive hints. Clear and direct communication is the name of the game. You can say things like, "Hey, I really appreciate you asking, but I'm not comfortable lending my car right now," or "It would mean a lot to me if we could respect each other's opinions even if we disagree." Practice those phrases. They might feel awkward at first, but trust me, they get easier with time. Thirdly, saying no is a superpower. This one's huge. Learning to say no without guilt or explanation is essential for setting healthy boundaries. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources, and you have the right to choose how you spend them. If someone asks for something that drains you, feels disrespectful, or just doesn't align with your priorities, politely decline. Think about it. Would you let a stranger walk into your home uninvited? Probably not. So why would you let anyone, even someone who claims to care, barge into your emotional space without permission? Remember, protecting your inner world is just as important as safeguarding your physical space. And finally, don't be afraid to enforce those boundaries. This means following through with the consequences if someone repeatedly disrespects them. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but consistency shows that you're serious about your well-being. You don't have to be confrontational. A simple, "I told you I wasn't comfortable with that before, and I need you to respect my wishes," can go a long way. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly cancels plans at the last minute, leaving you feeling frustrated and unimportant. They might say things like, "Oh, sorry, something came up," without even offering an explanation. Instead of letting this become the norm, try saying something like, "Hey, I get that things happen, but when you cancel on me so often, it makes me feel undervalued." Maybe we can set a reminder system or choose activities that are less likely to be interrupted. See how setting those boundaries not only protects your time, but also opens the door for better communication and understanding in the relationship. That's the magic of healthy boundaries. They foster respect, clarity, and ultimately, stronger connections. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries and level up your relationships. Remember, setting limits isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for authentic connection and mutual respect. Now go forth and set those boundaries with confidence. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I love hearing from you guys. And as always, keep hacking that dopamine flow and living your best life. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.